My name is John Erling. Today's date is July 29th, 2010.
I'm Sister Mary Therese Gottschalk. At the present time, I am still the CEO of the St. John Health System. I'm born June 21st, 1931, and so I am 79 years old, going on 80.
Where are we recording this interview?
At St. John Medical Center in my office.
And joining us in this interview is Richard Boone. Richard, maybe just a review, how long you've been with the health system, when you started, and your present position here.
John, I joined St. John in April of 1984 as corporate VP of marketing for the system. I was appointed president of the foundation in 1990, which I still am, and I've been here 26 years.
Sister, let's go to when you were born and go way back then.
I was born in Germany in a village because my parents had a farm, and so I was born on the farm. And in Germany, you don't have so much single farms, you have villages. You have maybe 50 families or 50 people live in one village, and all our properties that we farm is outside.
Okay.
And so we go out from here every day to farm.
So you didn't necessarily live on the farmland. You lived in the village, mm-hmm. and then went out to your farmland.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that in Bavaria you were born?
I was born in Bavaria.
Located in the southeast portion of the country, I think.
Right. About 60 miles south of Munich and about 40 miles north of Munich and 40 miles south of Nuremberg, between Nuremberg and Munich.
Munich is the capital. It hosted the 72 Olympic Games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And football World Cups and European track and field championships.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been back many times?
Yes, when I first came to the United States, I became a sister in Germany because we have a convent. I'm a Franciscan sister after sorrow for mother. That's our title. We have our main headquarter in Rome, but we have regions, and should we call it provinces, in Germany, Austria, Italy, United States, three. And so when the sisters were needed, right after the war, there were so many vocations, so we didn't need all the sisters in Germany. So some of us volunteered to come over to the United States.
Okay. And I'm going to bring that up again. But in Bavaria, Pope Benedict was born also in Bavaria.
Right.
In 1927.
Not too far from where we are.
Not far from where you lived.
Well, you know, 40 miles or so.
Yeah. He served as a professor of theology at various universities. Did you ever know of him?
No, because I came over in 53, so I would not have known that much of him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your mother and your father and maybe some remembrances of them. Your mother's name?
My mother's maiden name was Sabina Dietz. And my father, of course, is Johann, John.
Did you come from a large family?
We grew up in a family of 14, and we had two brothers die in a young age, in infancy.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where do you come in this order?
Second oldest.
Second oldest?
Mm-hmm. I have a sister that was 5 years older than I am. After me, one every year, seems like.
Maybe then we know why you get along with everybody. You learned how to in your huge family.
Right. In a family as huge as ours, the children discipline each other, you know.
Right.
Mother and father don't have a lot to do.
What did your father do to support that large family?
We had a farm, and he just worked the farm, you know. My mother helped on the farm, too, you know, especially in the afternoons.
And then he had plenty of help.
Thank God I have a sister older than I, so she was the one that had to help on the farm. Because I wasn't a farm person, I was never good at it.
But you probably had some chores to do, right?
I was supposed to always help my mother in the house. Babysitting, take care of the children,
right.
And a lot of things. Get everything ready, you know. She taught me how to cook, you know, and so when she wasn't available, I could do some of that.